The Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph says a klal that when it comes to all the berachas hamitzvahs, you have to make the bracha over l'asiyasan, which means you have to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. You can't make the bracha after you do the mitzvah. The bracha has to be before, and it can't be a lot before. It has to be immediately before the mitzvah takes place. And based upon this, Tosfos over here and other Rishonim have a very stark akasha. How do you have over l'asiyasan when it comes to lulav? How can you make a bracha on the lulav before you do the mitzvah? By lulav, the Gemara says, the second you pick up the lulav, you're ready to the mitzvah. So if you already pick it up, the mitzvah is done. You're making the mitzvah, and if you make the bracha at that point, once it's in your hand, you're already, it's already too late. The mitzvah is done, and it's not over l'asiyasan. And to make the bracha before, and the lulav is on the table or in the kli, that's over da'ira. That's too much before. That's way before the mitzvah. So it's impossible to have a situation where you can make the bracha over l'asiyasan, and you could hold the lulav in your hand and then make a bracha. L'chair, once you picked up the lulav, you're already to the mitzvah, and it's not shaykh to have over l'asiyasan. So Tosfos says two main terutzim. One terutz is that you should turn over the esrog, you should be mehapachet, which is what we do. We take the lulav and the esrog, we turn the esrog upside down, and that way you're not yotze the mitzvah because it's not derech delosa, it's not being held the way it grows. And then you make the bracha, and after the bracha, you turn it the right side up, and that way the bracha is being done. Mamish over l'asiyasan. It's in your hands, you're ready to go. And the second you make the bracha, you turn it, and now you can be mekayem the mitzvah right away. And that's one teretz. And then he says another teretz, which is brought down by the tour, that you could pick them up the regular way. You don't have to turn the esrog upside down. And but while you're picking it up, you're being mechaven shloilatzis. You have kavana not to be yotze the mitzvah, so the mitzvah is not going to be niskayim yet. And then you make the bracha, and as soon as you make the bracha, now you're mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah, and now you're going to have the bracha being done over l'asiyasa miyad immediately before the mitzvah is done. That's the second teretz of Tosfos. Now the kasha is, what does it help to be mechaven, not to be yotze the mitzvah, and then to make the bracha, and then to be mechaven to be yotze? So at that point, when you're being mechaven to be yotze the mitzvah, it's too late. It's true, you're having kavanah now, but the lekicha already happened. The lekicha of lekachtem lachem happened earlier. When you had that lekicha of lekachtem lachem, you were not being mechaven to be yotze. So the lekicha happened without kavanah. So who cares if you're having kavanah now when the lulav is in your hand? The mitzvah was done already. The lekicha already took place, and it's too late to have kavanah at this point. So how does that help to have kavanah later on once it's in your hand if there was no kavanah at the time of the lekicha when you actually picked up the lulav and were mechaven the lekachtem lachem? That's a ha'ara on Tosfos. And l'chair, you see a chiddush on Tosfos, and he understands that the mitzvah of lekachtem lechem, the mitzvah of lekicha, is not the pshat that you have to do a ma'aseh lekicha, that you take it and pick it up, but the pshat is it has to be in your hand. Being in your hand is a ma'aseh lekicha. Lekicha just means being in your hand. That's called lekachtem lechem, and therefore, if you're mechaven now to be mekayim the mitzvah, and even though you're not doing an act of picking it up, but being in your hand itself is lekicha, and that's how you're yotze the mitzvah. That's l'chair what's mavur from Tosfos. And in kenem hadvarim, if that's correct, then l'chair there's a big kasha from this. And the famous Chiddush, Rabbi Bissal Salanter. The Achronim and the Achroner, the Bekor Yaakov, and the Binyan Shlom, and the Netziv, and Meshav Davar have the following Shaila. What's the din if a person is holding his lulav in his hand before Alois HaShachar, before the Zman of the Mitzvah, and he's holding it, and then Alois HaShachar comes, and he continues holding it after Alois HaShachar? Is he Mekayim, the Mitzvah of lulav, or not? So he picked it up before the Zman, but it's still in his hand after the Zman of the lulav came, after it became Yom. So what's the shaila? So they explain that the shaila is telling him that chakira. If lekachtem lechem means to do a ma'aseh lekicha, the ma'aseh of picking it up from the table, that's lekachtem lechem. So then you're not going to be yotze because the lekicha happened before the zman, and you can't be yotze with the lekicha that was done before the zman hamitzvah. You'd have to put it down and pick it up again. But if lekachtem lechem means just being in your hand, that is a lekicha. Then right now it's in your hand after the zman. That's a valid lekicha, and you should be able to be yotze with it. So that shaila would be telling him, understanding the lekicha is that the ma'aseh lekicha are being in your hand. So the Binyan Shlomer brings down that he heard from Rissal Salanter that Rissal Salanter said it's a Dover Pashit that you're not yet to the mitzvah if you picked it up before Alois HaShachar because the mitzvah is not the Maisa Lekicha. The mitzvah is not being in your hand, the mitzvah is the Maisa Lekicha. And if the Maisa Lekicha was done before Alois HaShachar, you're not yet to the mitzvah. That's what Rissal wanted to say. So Lechaya, from this Tosfos, you see not like him. If Tosfos is saying that you could be Mechavan not to be yet to during the Lekicha, and then later on after the Bracha, you start being Mechavan. So the question was, how does that help? L'maaseh l'kicha already took place, and we said to Yosef and Tosfos that the mitzvah is not the l'kicha, not the act of picking up the lulav, but the mitzvah is just being in your hand. So l'chaya, if that's true, then you should be yotze the mitzvah if you picked up the lulav before Alois HaShachar, and it's in your hand until after Alois HaShachar, because l'maaseh it's now in your hand, not like the Avon HaMisal Salanter. So this kasha is l'chaya, a tzarchiyah HaMisal Salanter, the Netziv asks this kasha in the Meshiv Davar. If anyone has a teretz, I'd love to hear how to be miyasha HaMisal Salanter with this Tosfos over here.